Turkey has repeatedly warned Syrian regime not to fire on peaceful demonstrators, especially those in Hama, given the history there. But the Turkish leadership has other problems on its hands today. The military's chief of staff and three top commanders resigned on Friday to protest the trials of hundreds of active officers on charges of attempting to overthrow the Turkish government. The generals are trying to make a political point, but analysts say it may have backfired. At this week's military council meeting, held annually to choose new military brass, the Turkish prime minister simply replaced them. From Istanbul, Matthew Brunwasser reports.
The Turkish military is the self-appointed guardian of Turkey's secular tradition. In that role, military leaders staged coups and presided over the writing of the constitution in the early 1980s. But while the generals' resignations were dramatic, analysts in Istanbul say they're not a big deal, more like a last gasp.
The sealing of a reality that's been around for some time, to change and to diminish the role of the military in politics.
Söli Özel is the foreign editor of the Habertürk newspaper.
It is also a reflection of Turkey's changing demographics, changing socio-economic conditions, and obviously the presence of a civilian government that would not accept the authority of the military above its own.
The gathering this weekend was the military's annual meeting to decide on promotions for the country's top leadership jobs, the heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Army, Air Force, and so on. It's long been a stage for the conflict between the civilian and military leadership. In this case, with the generals' resignations, the ruling AKP won. Kuray Özdil is a sociologist at the TESEF think tank in Istanbul. He says that given the party's popularity, the military had to try something drastic.
One idea is that they were trying to put the government in a difficult situation. But on the other hand, if they tried to achieve that, it was unsuccessful and it had a reverse effect in terms of making the government more powerful.
The AKP hasn't been coy about its desire to separate the military from politics ever since it took power 8 years ago. The prime minister replaced the retiring head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff within hours, and the transition appears smooth. In terms of foreign policy, the military has been sidelined for quite some time. The one area where it has held sway has been in the country's strong historic ties with Israel. That, too, has been diminished by the AKP. Kuray Özdil.
So for the Israeli government, it will be much more difficult to resist Justice and Development Party.
Analysts say the political machinations this weekend won't affect Turkey's role in NATO. But there is some concern about how the AKP might use its increased control of the military. Dimitar Becev is from the European Council on Foreign Relations. He says that in general, civilian control over the military is a good thing.
But if it means that AKP is actually establishing its hegemony over the military and using military as an instrument to silence its opponents in the country, that will be move in the opposite direction.
It's still too early to see how the AKP leaves its mark on the military, but Özel says the nation's armed forces are at a crossroads. The Turkish military is a product of the Cold War, a colossal force shaped by the obsession with national security. Turkey is now a trading nation and a rising regional power in a globalized world.
But it needs a light, mobilizable, technologically advanced, possibly professional voluntary military, which is where we're going to end up being.
The Supreme Military Council is expected to last until Thursday. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Istanbul.